It's hard to believe that we are really, finally, just days away from this election. It feels like the most momentous American political event of my lifetime. Kevin Kelleher has been observing the election even more closely than me and the rest of humanity. Kelleher's a cartoonist, better known by his signature, Cal, K-A-L. Today in Design for the Real World, Kelleher explains the origin of two of our quaint but enduring political symbols, the elephant and the donkey.
For the cartoonists, our job is to try to get across a piece of information in about 5 or 6 seconds. So we try to carefully distill complex issues down to their simplest little nuggets. The first time that the donkey was used, actually it was as early as 1837. President Andrew Jackson was often referred to as a jackass by his opponents. But really it was later when the famous American cartoonist Thomas Nast in the 1870s helped brand both the Democratic donkey and the Republican elephant in his very powerful cartoons. I went as a jockey when they had the donkey race in New Jersey. The first cartoon where the elephant appeared was one where he had the various animals escaping from the New York Zoo. One of them was this giant pachyderm, which was labeled Republicans. This was an era where, of course, there was no television, no internet. The cartoonist was a very powerful part of any individual's visual diet. But the interesting thing, I think, is how the early cartoonists were drawn. They looked like real creatures. Most of the Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoons in that era were very dark, macabre scenes. But humor started to find its way in, mostly in the cartoons of the 40s, 50s, 60s. Herblock, the great cartoonist for the Washington Post. Some of his early Republican elephants were ones that looked almost like Dr. Seuss characters. Horton Hears a Who is fantastic. And he kind of reminds me of the Republican elephant where their eyes are sort of big and lively and their ears are kind of short and rubbery and they walked around in 2 feet.
I suspect that there must be something alive, but too small to be seen by my elephant's eyes.
When a cartoonist does the donkey and the elephant today, they're like people. They're sort of anthropomorphized versions of these creatures. They often wear clothing, and of course, they're speaking English. When I think of the elephant, I think of a harumphing sort of old chap, quite disdainful of what's going on around here today. And it was always better 20 years ago, and harumph, harumph, harumph. And the Democratic donkey is a kind of a screaming, kind of a little bit hectic, you know, doesn't quite got his act together. It's like, what am I doing? I don't know. You know, I think that's kind of the personalities of the two parties. I may be wrong. I look back to somebody like Thomas Nast and I go, wow, that guy had so much power. Any cartoonist today, if you tried to create a symbol and say, you know, I'm going to make the national symbol for the Libertarian Party, it's not going to stick.
The donkey is tired and thin. The elephant thinks he'll move in.
My favorite donkey and elephant cartoon is one that the elephant is saying to the donkey, I've got an idea. How about from now on we do really serious campaigns? We will really try to do something that is good for the democracy and for all the voters. And then there's a pause. The donkey stares back at him blankly. And then the elephant says, I was just kidding. And they both go, oh, of course, that's really funny. Yes, of course.
Old merry-go-round, which one will you ride this year? The donkey and elephant bob up and down on the same old merry-go-round.
Political cartoonist Kevin Kelleher, also known as Cal. Greta Cohn produced our story. If you'd like to see some of Cal's work, you can go to our website, studio360.org. While you're there, you can subscribe to our newsletter, which comes every week, and to our free weekly podcast. And I'm afraid that is it for this week's show. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you'll listen again next week. Studio 360 is a production of WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International. Our production team includes
Julie Burstein,
Vital Malad,
David Krasnow,
Michelle Siegel,
Derek John,
Jenny Lawton,
Pike Medinowski,
Sarah Lilly,
Rob Weisberg,
Catherine Epstein,
Greta Cohn,
Emily Frost,
Chloe Plant,
Hamad Ahmed.
Special thanks this week to Andy Lancet. And our theme music is by David Van Tiegum.
PRI's Studio 360 is funded in part by Ken and Lucy Lehman, who believe that winning workplaces respect, reward, and invest in their employees, by the Lilly Auchincross Foundation, and by the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art.
PRI, Public Radio International.